Hi, I'm Bishop Peter Smith, Auxiliary Bishop for the Archdiocese of Portland and Oregon, and this is being filmed in Rome at the Charis Assembly and the Charis Conference following the Charis Assembly, and it's being filmed in the Paul VI Meeting Hall. So, a little about me, I'm from South Africa originally, emigrated to the United States, joined a community, later entered the seminary, and was ordained at the very young age of 43 as a priest. That life experience has proved immensely helpful for me. I'm able to deal with a lot of things differently than if I had been ordained much younger. I was appointed a bishop by Pope Francis in the second year of his papacy. I was appointed a bishop and have served since then. I have a lot of responsibilities. I'm Vicar General, Moderator of the Curia for the Archdiocese, and Adjutant Judicial Vicar, which keeps me out of a lot of trouble and gets me into a lot of trouble in other situations that I have to deal with. So I've been asked to share some memories of the Eucharist, and I have so many. I remember I was an altar server before I made my first communion, and I continued all the way through the end of high school. I never thought about being a priest, but then later on when I was 20, I encountered the Lord in a much deeper way and was baptized in the Spirit. And then God took everything in a very different direction. Obviously, I had to use my freedom to agree to that, but I never thought I'd ever end up being a bishop, let alone a priest, or even in this hemisphere of the world. So when I had to write my story some years ago for the Year for Priests, there was a publication that came out, and I was praying about what I should entitle it. It was, God is full of surprises, and so those surprises are usually on me, not the Lord. So in reflecting on the Eucharist, I remember as a young teenager, the local parish priest, who was a high school classmate of my father's, came over and he celebrated Mass at the house. At that time, they were doing these home Masses. And I remember I was just looking at him, and on the where he had the paten and the chalice with the bread and the wine, and he prayed the Eucharistic prayer. And at some point, something just, this sort of knowledge or understanding came over me, and I'm looking at this and saying, before this priest, who's now with the Lord, prayed these prayers, and now afterwards, right here on this table in our living room, the bread and the wine became the body and blood of Jesus. And it had a profound impact on me, and it really deepened my appreciation of the Eucharist. I didn't understand it the way I do now, but that momentary experience there, that God can do this, as the Lord's used that to really unpack my experience with the Eucharist down through the years. And obviously that continues to grow because God is infinite and we are not, and there's always more in the Lord. And so just as a priest and now a bishop celebrating the Eucharist and the other sacraments, it's you constantly grow in awareness and understanding.